on the live line with us this morning, Carla Marinucci from the California Playbook of Politico. Carla, I know you were in Sacramento yesterday as the Attorney General spoke. Wow, what a day.
What a show. The Attorney General did show up in California. I mean, remember, President Trump has not been here yet in California, but the Attorney General came essentially to throw down to California on the issue of sanctuary cities, saying that California's leaders are heading toward a radical open border agenda. He has announced a Trump administration lawsuit against sanctuary cities, specifically targeting three bills that have been passed by the legislature, which he says it impedes law enforcement essentially from doing their job in California. I have to say that his address to the law enforcement folks in Sacramento yesterday really received a muted response. He got this sort of minimal applause, wasn't interrupted by cheers or applause at any point. And he kind of scooted out of town immediately afterwards. There were protesters there. But boy, did that event get Jerry Brown fired up.
Oh, because
immediately after, Jerry Brown held a press conference and accused the Trump administration essentially of waging war on California and said he wasn't going to take any lessons on secession from the Union. That was what the session said, from a guy from Alabama. So it got very heated. The fact is that now California is poised to resist the Trump administration on this issue of sanctuary cities. You know, Sessions really took off after Libby Schaaf, the mayor of Oakland, said how dare she advise her citizens of incoming ICE raids. He also criticized Gavin Newsom. I have to tell you that this is all political gold to these folks, to be name-checked by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And I think the Democrats are now basically muscled down for a fight, and so is the Trump administration. And we're going to see how this all plays out, guys, next week when President Trump himself comes to California.
Carla, what was the point of Sessions going to Sacramento in that this is all going to get tied up in court? It's going to take 2 years. There's no way Jeff Sessions is going to be the attorney general in 2 years because of Trump and his turnover. All he did was get the Democrats fired up in Sacramento, and they were, like you said, excited to be named by Sessions. What was the point of him coming here?
Larry, I think you have nailed exactly the issue in this whole thing. A lot of people think Jeff Sessions himself is under the gun in the Trump administration. We don't know how long he's going to be hanging around there. And this was a way for him to kind of get good points with the boss, to get good headlines with conservatives and red meat folks. He was all over Fox News yesterday talking up his war with California. So this is a way to put him in the headlines. But I also think, you know, the Trump administration wants this throwdown with California. It's good for the Trump base. And as we said, he's coming here next week to raise money, by the way, in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
At a $250,000 fundraiser. Not exactly draining the swamp, but I think, Larry, as you nailed it, in a lot of ways, these are political events just to gain headlines and gain that kind of credibility with the base. Whether these lawsuits are going to go anywhere or whether Sessions' actions are going to go anywhere, we're going to see. It's going to take a long time to work this out in the courts, probably. And there are varying opinions on who's going to win this fight between California and the Trump administration. Bottom line is, with these ICE raids, mayors like Libby Schaaf are saying, we've got to protect citizens who aren't criminals. And that was one of the questions I asked Jerry Brown yesterday. How many of these folks that are being swept up in the ICE raids have no criminal record? And the answer seems to be a substantial number of them have no criminal record and are being arrested anyway. So, I mean, I think this is a fight we're going to see continue. And it'll be interesting to see how Trump is received next week here in California.
And the thing, Carla, I keep asking our local and state leaders is there's got to be a way to weed out this process, to figure out who are the ones with who are convicted of serious crimes in terms of immigrants and who are the ones that are not. And there's got to be a way to not only figure that part out, but also, hello, path to citizenship. For those who, you know, are due that, I mean, when is the conversation going to get back to that?
Yeah, Pat, you've also nailed it, which is, I think everybody wants to see, you know, MS-13, drug dealers, child molesters being taken away.
Yeah.
The issue is, for instance, in Kern County last week, they took away 23 farm workers. And this is where Governor Brown has a problem, Libby Schaaf has a problem. The Trump administration started out saying it was going to prioritize criminals, serious criminals. And what's happening is, and we've heard this in various stories in Oakland and other cities, they'll target one MS-13 member in an apartment house of 50 people, and then the entire apartment house is in a dragnet, and a lot of law-abiding immigrants are taken into the dragnet and put into the detention system, and in some cases separated from their kids. Families are broken up. We don't know what the effects are, and I think that's one of the concerns here of some of the public officials in California.
And onward we go, but definitely not a boring day for Carla Marinucci yesterday, nor anybody who was paying attention to California politics. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, Carla, we will talk to you next week at this time. You probably should rest up after yesterday.
Okay, thanks for having me.
All right, that's Carla Marinucci from the California Playbook of Politico magazine.